family, come on up.
All right. All of you.
You know, while they're getting situated, when we moved here 3 years ago, Lincoln and Tina were leading the singles ministry. And Lincoln and I used to pray every morning. And one of Lincoln's prayers was that they would have children. And you laugh now. I mean, it's First Samuel chapter 1 and 2 all over again with both of them. And even as their Bible talk now, I think that they're like, would you please stop talking because we're holding these babies? But I want you to get a good glimpse of them. And they're teething, so it's all good. But they, even in their Bible talk, they studied out prayer. And we're talking about being devoted to prayer this quarter, and we're starting that up. And this is our in-house jubilee. It's great to see all of you here. It's going to be a little bit longer service, maybe. But bear with us. We'll have the kids in here for the baptism as well. But these guys studied out Hannah's prayer, and God answered their prayer. Not gave them one kid, but gave them three. And we're excited to spend this time together with them. Lincoln's parents, Lincoln and Mary Jane, are here to be a part of this dedication as well. We're just going to go ahead and jump right into it. We're gathered here today, and Lincoln and Tina want to profess Jesus as Lord in their lives and Jesus as Lord for their children. They want to dedicate their children, Philip, Sarah, and Abigail Drake, to the Lord. And we're grateful that the family members are here as well for this. I have some questions to ask you, and you can answer those. Do you guys profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your lives?
We do.
And do you come to dedicate yourselves to biblical instruction, discipline, and love of these children?
We do.
And do you come to dedicate Philip, Sarah, and Abigail to the ultimate control and will of God through Jesus?
We do.
Now, church, do you agree to support Lincoln and Tina by your example and through acts of service, and do you agree to reinforce the biblical instruction, discipline, and love of these children under the supreme rule of Jesus Christ? And if you do, please signify that by standing. You're part of this vow too. This is family. You see
everyone
this, Lincoln and Tina?
Family.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll hold those babies a little bit longer just so we can check. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9. Scripture also says, the charge that you've been given, train up your children in the way they should go, and when they get old, they won't depart from it. Proverbs 22, 6. Let's pray. You want to hold that? Father, we bring these children to you with all of our heart, soul, and might. We want to raise these children to love you and to serve you. Please help us to be the congregation, the family, the parents that will set the right example for these children, and that these children might love and serve you throughout their lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You guys are dismissed.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
You got to be with you, huh?